mentioned in many sources that today, Tuesday of the week in which we read Parshas Bishalach, is a special segula to read the Parsha of the Man, the description in the Torah where Hashem provided for the Jewish people in the desert, the Man. It's a benefit for one's parnasa, livelihood. Not getting into how or why that works, but that's what's mentioned in this week's Parshas. The Ramban actually has much to say on this particular Parsha, so I figured we would spend a night or two discussing the Ramban's comments on this Parsha, continuing our study of the Ramban in general. The Torah describes, after the Jewish people complain that they have no food, they have no meat to eat in the Midbar, the Torah describes that Hashem says to Moshe, "Hineni mamtir lochem lechem min hashamayim. I will rain down upon you bread from the heavens, and the nation will go out, v'laktu d'var yom v'yomo, every day they'll go out and collect, l'ma'an anasenu hayelech b'slei rasi imlo, in order to test whether or not you will follow my Torah." And all the Mefarshim, Ramban quotes three, Rashi, the Rambam, and the Ramban himself, struggle with this idea that this is a test. It would be one thing if the Torah described that their lack of food would be a test, whether or not they would follow the laws of the Torah. But the way the pasuk seems to imply is that I'm giving you the man, and in the man is where the test is. After I've provided you with the food, here's the man, and I'm giving you man in order to test you. Where is the test in the presentation of the man? So the Ramban quotes both Rashi and the Rambam. He does not like either of their perushim, but because it's Rashi and the Rambam, it's worth sharing. Rashi understands that the test is in the rules which regulate the collection of the man. There are various regulations. You could only go out and take in so much. You weren't permitted to go out on Shabbos. And so the test of the man is, here, I'll provide you with food, and there's a test in the food. And that is, as I'm giving you everything you need in the desert, will you abide by the rules and regulations of how to collect it? That's how Rashi understands what the test is. The Rambam understands the meaning of the pasuk is, the test is in order to test, hayesh to'eles ba'avodos hakel. If a person abides by the rules of the Torah, will there be a benefit in that? Will he be provided with his needs? Hashem says that this is what I need you to do. He gives us all these rules and regulations, and he promises us that he'll take care of us if we do. And then there's the otherworldly reward after this life. But in this world, will we get what we need? Will we have the provisions that we need to survive if we abide by the rules of the Torah? The Rambam writes, that's the test in the month to see whether or not you're following the rules of the Torah, you'll get what you need in the form of the month. If you listen to my Torah, you'll be provided with food. If you don't, you won't be. But the test is a general type of test, whether or not Hashem will provide for those who abide by His rules. Ramban, for various technical reasons, does not like either of those Firushim, and he explains as follows exactly what the test is. Says the Ramban, "Ki nisayon hayolahem, shlo hayo biyadam mazon." They had no other means of getting any type of sustenance in the deserts. This is all they had to rely on. They knew there was nothing else coming. It was the man that was falling. They didn't know that this was what was going to be when they embarked into the desert. They had no tradition from their fathers that there'll be such a concept of food falling from the heavens. And they had to wait every day, so that there never was in their storehouses more than a 24-hour period of sustenance. Never, not once throughout their journeys in the desert could they ever say, I know I have enough for tomorrow. That's all you had. You had for today, and that was it. And after all this, they still followed through, says the Ramban, following after Hashem into a place where there was no food, trusting that He would provide. Says the Ramban, you'll find two other places in Sefer Devarim when Moshe recounts the journeys in the desert where he uses this language of, you followed after me, leman anoscha uleman nasoi secha, where I've afflicted you and I've tested you with the man, ladas es asher bilvavcha tishmor mitzvos avimlo. And the man was the test to see whether or not you would follow after me. Says the Ramban, lenasoisim ulehitiv lembachrona, she'aminu bo li'olam. This is a beautiful thing. This was a 40-year test which was going to ingrain into Jewish DNA, emunah in Hashem, that for 40 years, every single one of those days, during those 40 years, you had no idea where your food was going to come from. You didn't know how you're going to provide for your family. You had no mesorah that this is what your fathers did. No idea what was coming. And Hashem provided day in and day out for 40 consecutive years, leman lahitivcha va'achrona, to do good for you in the end, which the Ramban understands, she'aminu bo li'olam, that this would be our incubator, so to speak, to teach us what it means to believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam, what it means to trust in Hashem through this process. And that's how he understands in the following pasuk the idea, uvaboker urisim es kvod Hashem. In the morning you'll see the kvod of Hashem when He provides the man. because the man was different than the meat that he provided. The meat that he provided was through natural means. A big wind comes and it blows in birds with which they were able to eat. But it's all done through basically natural means. But the man, he writes, was like Maisa Bracious, changing the nature of the world, bread falling from the heavens, says the Ramban, was a way that we would see and view Hashem in a way which for 40 years would inculcate within us and emuna leman yaminu bo v'olam. And the test was for us to be able to go through that process and come up with that emuna. We will continue. The Ramban has much more to say on the concept of the man, Ritz Hashem, tomorrow.